Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Darlene Lynch.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I would like to file a claim.
Okay. May I have your Social Security number?
422-027556.
To verify your first and last name again for me.
Darlene Lynch.
Your date of birth.
10/25/1967.
Your mother's maiden name.
Gloria Lynch.
And your driver's license number.
738-5701.
And what was your last employer?
Alta Point.
Okay. Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number?
251-490-6506.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. May I have your race?
Ma'am.
May I have your race?
African American.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have your residential address?
2051 Steiner Street, Steiner Street, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
And would that also be your mailing address as well?
Correct.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
CNA.
And are you looking for work in that occupation?
Yes.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
One way about 30, 25, 30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
16.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
Well, I used to own a business. It's not active now, but no.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your check or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a check or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
What's the name of your bank?
Whitney. Whitney
No.
Bank.
Is that an online banking or do they have an actual branch?
They have a branch in online.
Okay. Would you be using your checking or savings account?
Wait a minute, let me sign it. Sign my wallet. Hold on. Okay, it's Hancock Whitney Bank.
Okay, would you be using your
My
checking or
wallet
say
number.
okay.
It'll be checking.
Okay. You can go
Okay,
ahead
the
with the routing
routing
number.
number is 0651066 19.
And the account number?
0634516 23.
And what was your last employer?
Ma'am, could you
Your
repeat yourself?
last employer?
Alta Point Mental and Rehabilitation Hospital.
Okay. May I have that employer phone number?
Hold on a minute. Let me go through my phone.
my glasses.
Okay. See the thing. Okay.
Their phone number is 251-316-7615.
In the city that you were working in?
The city I was working in was Daphne. I started in Mobile, then I got a transfer to Daphne. But our human resource main office is 3400 Norwood Drive, Mobile, Alabama.
May I have your employment start date for that job?
I think it was the end of March. Either April the 3rd, 2024.
And the last day you worked?
It was August the 9th, 2024.
And why are you no longer working there?
It was a discrepancy between... It was something that went on between me and a coworker. He wasn't a coworker, but he was like security, and I didn't like what I seen that was going on, and I spoke up and said something, and it went from there, and it escalated, and we started arguing, so they let us go.
Okay. So,
and so they said it was a violation of their policy.
Okay. Could you give me the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Miss Astrid Stevens. She was my supervisor. I think she's the D-O-N.
Okay.
And A-S-T-R-I-D. Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N.
And what was the date that you were informed that you're no longer employed?
The 9th of August, 2024.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Nothing.
Did you commit the act that you're accused of?
Not that I know of.
So y'all didn't get the arguing?
Well, it was a violation of their policy and rules
that
we signed, something like a HIPAA law. So I don't know. All I can do is go by what they say, and I just let it go.
So you don't think you committed the act?
Yes, I don't.
Okay. Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Do you have any questions about anything I just read or need me to repeat anything?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. That confirmation number is 498-051-305.
Okay.
Okay. And your PIN number is 2567.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too. Mm-hmm.